Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Time to talk books with Pip. Pip Adam, hello.
Kia ora, Jesse, how are you?
Good. You're going to make us all feel hungry today, I think.
Yeah. I've just been, I've been kind of thinking about cookbooks at the moment.
Because you've been listening to a podcast, a foodie podcast.
Yeah. I've been listening to this really great podcast, which is called Anything's Pastable.
Yeah.
God, I love an American pun. It's actually part of the Sporkful podcast. So it's a podcast that Dan Pashman makes. And he invented a pasta shape. That was the last series of the podcast. And in this podcast, he kind of writes a recipe book. And I've always been interested in how recipe books are written. And this is just such a great behind the scenes kind of thing about how the recipes are tested. And yeah, I find it quite compelling.
Yeah. And there's one particular episode where he invents his own pasta shape?
Yeah. So he has a whole series where he decides to try and invent a new pasta shape. And he does. And it's available in the States. And you can also get it on Amazon, but I'm not sure if they'll ship it here. But yeah, it's this amazing, that's really interesting from a food technology point of view. And then this is really interesting from a food publishing point of view. So he's really, it's very interesting if you're interested in those kind of side streets of food. Yeah.
Can you describe the pasta shape for us?
Oh, gosh. So it's kind of, I've got my eyes closed. It's kind of like wavy. I'm going to do a bad job. I'm really sorry. I have to send you
a link. I've got one in front of me.
Oh, good. Thank you.
It's shaped like a prawn.
That's right. The prawn, because it's named after the prawn.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
And then on the outside, there are kind of two squiggly ridges, which would be very good at capturing the sauce. Oh, yes. He says, I'm looking at a blueprint here. Bucatini half tube and ruffles create a sauce trough for maximum sauceability.
Sorry.
Yeah. Bronze dye extrusion creates a rougher surface, further boosting sauceability. So he's really thought hard about this.
Very hard about sauceability. And this is what's really nice about the cookbook that he's cooking at the moment. Like Anything Pastable, it's kind of, people started sending him photos of what they were doing with his pasta, and he noticed that it was very much kind of tomato sauce. And this book has got some incredible recipes with I hate that word fusion, but it does seem to be like that, like where he's putting curry with pasta.
And what I know about fusion is that you really need to know what you're doing.
Yes. It seems so easy at the start. You know, why not? I don't know. We've got an amazing pizza restaurant down here, which is called Carizza, which is a curry on pizza place, which is just
really
the greatest food on the planet. They have a vegan one. Just, sorry, I'm not being sponsored by them, but yeah.
I'm fascinated that I haven't heard of that before. Speaking of knowing what you're doing, I used to work for a chocolate company in London.
Awesome.
And we had a head of taste. That was his job, coming up with new chocolates. And I said, what do you think about cooking with chocolate? And he said, nah, I'm not into it unless you really, really, really know what you're doing. But for ordinary people who aren't chefs, he said, don't bother. He also wasn't into chocolate and wine pairing either, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I don't know. It's sort of with my Mexican backgrounds, kind of like the moles and
the
hot and chocolate is just like, yeah, it's part of my, it's part of my palate. I really love it.
Okay. So we're talking about this podcast, Anything Pastable, but there's a book that goes with it?
Yeah, there is a cookbook that goes with it, and I think it's available now. I think the idea was that the podcast would finish and then it was available. So it might still just be for pre-order, but I think it's available, yeah.
And it's called 81 Inventive Pasta Recipes for Saucy People.
Yes, it's really great.
How great. Thank you. People can look that one up, and it's got you thinking about other cookbooks that you love.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, the whole rest of this thing, and possibly that as well, because it's a free podcast, is kind of, I've sort of been sent back to our cookbooks and kind of cooking at home and home cooking and sort of thinking about cooking differently. Just because I think, like everyone, our household is kind of, you know, we've had a slight change in circumstances, and also food prices are going up. And
yeah.
I was just thinking about, like it's actually been quite a joy to go back to some of these. So no books that I'm talking about today are brand new, but also a couple of the books I actually got out of the Wellington City Library as well. So I was just thinking about how, there are ways back to cheaper meals.
Like, the library,
We have these amazing little satellite libraries down here, and they're just so good. And the cookbook selection in most libraries in most towns in New Zealand is just amazing. And it's an exceptionally good way to kind of, you know, because the cookbooks can be quite expensive sometimes.
Yeah, and if you love it and you cook and cook, then you can buy it.
Yeah.
But kind of buying a cookbook on spec is it's crazy. I've got a magazine I really love, and it's real indulgence for me, and I haven't subscribed for a while. And I said to Victoria, I don't think we can justify the subscription cost anymore. And she goes, let me make a call. And she goes, they get them into the library.
Yeah, yeah. And also the library has an amazing app that you can look at. It's called Press Reader, where you can read the New Yorker. Yeah, it's a revelation, I tell you, a revelation. And yeah, long may we protect them.
But can I say, just to one more thing on this tangent, I can't bear reading a magazine on an electronic device.
Oh my gosh, we should talk about that. I'm interested.
Next time?
I'm interested because I love reading them electronically.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Holding them in your hand? Looking through at your own speed?
Yeah, true. Getting to put your fingers in one that you want to go back to? Yeah, maybe.
Pouring the luxury clothes advertisements? Okay. East Mira, East by Mira Soda, is it?
Oh, yeah. So Mira Soda runs this incredible, I don't know what you call it, whatever you call it in a newspaper.
And
thank you. Yes, column. The Guardian. I'm so smart with books. She runs this incredible column in The Guardian, which is called The New Vegan. Sorry, it only took me like 10 minutes to mention I'm vegan. But and this book, East, is an incredible book that I've gone back to just because it has a lot of recipes that use things like dried pulses and seasonal vegetables. And like there's also some great recipes for pumpkin, which I always find hard because we often get it in our vegetable box,
mushy,
but I'm not sure.
And it's tasteless, and it's
not a fan.
Takes so much prep,
But Mira Soda has this amazing curry sauce that you make with the pumpkin, and it's reinvented pumpkin for me. So I found this book really useful to go back to simply because dried pulses tend to be quite a cheap thing to buy. They last a long time.
Yeah.
Very, very sort of young ones, lentil surprise, but this is not your auntie's pulses, but
the young ones did so much damage to the reputation of lentils.
Certainly did.
The young ones were to lentils what sideways was to Merlot, so wiped out sales for about 10 years.
You're so right.
This looks good though, because I cook a lot of Indian food. I've got high standards, and I can never quite get the flavour I want to. Even I love Rick Stein, but I've got his India book at the moment from the library, and it's just not getting me there. So I'm really keen to try this one.
There is the best recipe for Mapo tofu, which I've never been able to get right, and it is just be a little bit careful with the Sichuan pepper, but it is just, I totally know what you mean.
This doesn't taste anything like Indian takeaways, no matter how hard I try, no matter what ingredients I get. And
My friend says it's the salt, more salt.
And probably more sugar too.
Yep.
Okay, that's just called East by Mira Soda. Thank you. And then one by a local cook who I haven't come across actually, LB Hales, who I think I had fame in one of those reality TV shows.
Yep.
He's got a book called Good Vibes, Eat Well with Feel Good Flavors.
And you see this, Albie is amazing and this book is incredible. So Albie won Great New Zealand Bake Off, but This book is just such an incredible gift, especially at the moment. I think, sorry to be a downer, but I think people are feeling a little, and this looks at like this holistic approach to food and mental health. And Albie's actually a doctor who often works in mental health. And like, yeah. This book is really great for sort of bringing your love back to food, you know, like bringing, somehow that, you know, the enjoyment that you get out of preparation and cooking, you know, that helps your mental health, and then the food is really nice as well. And yeah, it's just this really lovely idea, and then there's often lots of community with the recipes, and yeah, it's a really great book.
Great, and it's right across the spectrum, is it? It's not one particular cuisine.
Definitely, yeah, and it's not all vegan. There's some great meat recipes in here, but yeah, there's also real great, like there's a great ramen pho, and there's like a beetroot and jackfruit chili, but again, just really locally sourced books. I think sometimes it's hard to get American books or overseas books, but this has the things that you'll find in your supermarket, yeah.
What's your go-to protein as a vegan?
I really love tofu.
Do you? Yeah. Got access to some pretty good tofu now as well, eh?
Yeah.
First started eating tofu, I mean, it was okay, but you know, nothing like we've got now with Asian supermarkets and fresh tofu at the Avondale markets.
Yes.
And yeah, amazing.
So good. I have a friend who's also making tempeh, so yeah, I popped
around. Okay, we tried tempeh once and it didn't go well, so it's been banned from our house. But
it's a hard thing.
Not to say that it couldn't be delicious. The Forager's Life by Helen Landorf, and I spoke to Helen on this show.
It's one of the best interviews with Helen I've ever heard. You and her just gelled so well, and I sort of wanted to just big up that as well. Like, people should go back to that interview. Helen is just such an amazing person. I loved the rapport you got. And yeah, again, this is one of those books. What I love about this book is that it changes my relationship to food. It makes me think about where food comes from. It makes me think mindfully about food. And also this is a book about foraging. So it does, I was, you know, recently I've been walking, when I go on my dog walk, there's often a lot of feed joas at this tree, and I've been collecting those. I'm sure they're for everybody. But yeah, this is just such a great book and has incredible recipes. Like, there's an amazing recipe for dock fennel crackers, and there's an amazing recipe for this thing that Helen calls poor woman's capers, which you make with nasturtium buds, and it is just
so good
on pizza. It is really great on pizza.
Oh boy, that's so good.
Yeah,
crackers, homemade crackers are lovely. They are a faff, and they take a bit of getting right. But man, when you've got them in a container, it is very hard to stop nibbling on them.
Oh, they're the best. They're my favourite thing to make at the moment.
Hey, what a great chat, Pip. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you. Have a really good time, and have a good time tonight.
Remind me what tonight is.
Haven't you got the awards tonight, music awards?
No, 30th of May. 30th of May.
Sweet.
Not 30th of April.
I'm one month ahead. Anyway, a lovely day.
Oh, hey.
Yes. Killed it.
Finally finished Dominic Hoey's Poor People with Money.
Did you love it?
Such a good book.
I love the second half. Yep.
Like the first half, and I'm mentioning this to you because you know lots about books, but also because you're mentioned in the acknowledgements. But the first half, I was like, this is cool. This is a book with a New Zealand voice, and I'm interested enough in the characters. And then it's like halfway through, just a switch flicks,
yep.
And it becomes compulsive reading.
Yep.
Right?
Oh, I'm so glad you enjoyed it. I love that book so much.
And there's a little bit of that kind of magic realism going on, which is particularly funny in a rural Northland village. Oh, great.
Yay.
Thanks, Pip.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks, Pip Adam on Books. I was just talking to that last one was Dominic Hoey, who's also a books reviewer with us. It's his, I think it was his debut, Poor People with Money, which I just finished.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.